再请卓远弟兄把这一段用英文再读一遍。
Okay, let's read together in English if you can. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus therefore.
谢主，我这一次的主题是屋里就满了膏的香气。
Praise the Lord. Today we're, the message, is about the house is filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
过去大概好几个月的时间，我跟弟兄姐妹们分享神家的实际是在约翰福音的第二章。
And in the last couple months, I have shared with brothers and sisters the topic on the reality of the house of God.
那么那在那里我们看见主耶稣来洁净圣殿。
And we saw there that Jesus cleansed the temple of the Lord.
但是呢，那里我们看见说，那个地方呢，最终呢是弃绝主耶稣的。
But there we see that these people there and they have forsaken the Lord.
那么我们看见那个地方是怎么样子，是成为一个买卖的地方。
They have turned that into a marketplace.
而且我们的主在那里说，我的心里，我为你的殿。心里焦急，如同火烧。
And the Lord said, "The zeal of your house is consuming me."
在约翰福音第二章那里又看见犹太人的敌对。
And you saw over there that the Jews confronted Jesus.
他问主说：“你既做这事，还显什么神迹给我们看呢？”
They asked the Lord, "What sign can you perform to prove that you have authority to do all these?"
这殿是46年建成的。你三日之内就能够再建立起来吗？
It took 46 years to build this temple, and you say you can restore it in 3 days?
在那里，圣经告诉我们说，耶稣并不将自己交托他们。
And there we also read that Jesus, did not entrust himself to the people.
很明显就应验了约翰福音第一章的话，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
And this fulfills what was declared in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, that he came to his own, yet his own did not receive him.
那到底盼望在哪里呢？
So where can we find hope in this picture?
感谢主，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女。
But thanks be to God that those who believe him and receive him, that he gave him rights to become the children of God.
伯大尼家中这一般的人，那正是看见说他们不是从能力生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从血气生的，乃是从神生的。
So here in this house in Bethany, we see these children that not born of human desires or the flesh of the desire, desire of flesh.
那我在前大概在两三个月以前主其实就把这个感动放在我的里面。
Well, God has moved me to share these verses even about 2 months ago.
那个时候我在选择，有两个选择要讲的。
Back then, I had 2 options.
那一个是就是在主耶稣回到迦拿的时候，那个大臣他的儿子的医治这个故事。
So the first I was, there's one option is to share the verses about when Jesus returned to Cana,And the, Capernaum, there's an official there and his son was healed by the Lord.
那里呢其实是讲到那个主耶稣说你的儿子活了他就回去那他的儿子他那个大臣就回去了。
And Jesus told him, go home and your son is healed. And he listened, he went home. Indeed, his son was healed at the time the Lord said that.
那一段故事是回到迦拿的时候，其实我在准备那个信息了。我在准备这个信息的主题是通往生命的道路。
And I read that passage about this what happened in Capernaum, and I was thinking that I can give a title, the path that leads to life.
这也就是今年我们的主题讲到生命和爱。
And so you know that this year our church's the theme of our messages are life and love.
但是呢，好像主让我停一停，让我再看看这个，他的意思又把我带到这个十二章。
But the Lord is giving me a different direction. He pointed to the John chapter 12.
这里给我们看见不光是生命，也看见爱。
But here you also see, not just you see life here, you also see love.
那我们好不好啊读一点的经文，请我们打开新约圣经的马太福音。
Let's read some more verses. First, let's turn to Book of Matthew.
23章37到38节。
We will read, chapter 23, verse 37 and 38.
如果你有手中有圣经的话，请打开，然后我读给大家。
If you have Bible, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 37, 38.
马太福音23章37到38节，主耶稣在这里为耶路撒冷哀哭。他说，耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。看啊，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。
Here it talks about Jesus weeping for Jerusalem. The Lord said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those who sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate.
然后我们再看路加福音19章41到44节。
And let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verse 41 through 44.
路加福音第19章41节，耶稣快到耶路撒冷，看见城，就为他哀哭，说，巴不得你在这日子知道关系你平安的事，无奈这事是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。然后我们就越过一点，到最后这句话，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
We will read some of the verses.As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes. We'll jump to verse 44. Because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
然后我们再读一段马太福音第24章第一第二节。
Next, go back to Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 1 and 2.
马太福音24章第一第二，耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候，门徒进前来，把殿宇指给他看。耶稣对门徒说，你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上，不被拆毁了。
And verse 1.Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to its buildings. Do you see all these things? He asked. Truly, I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down.
我们刚才读这些的经文的里面，你看见主不管是圣殿还是耶路撒冷，你就看见在主的眼光中，他们都走向死亡。
So these verses we just read show that Jerusalem and the temple, they're walking toward a destiny of desolation.
就好像约翰福音十一章那个拉撒路，他病了，他死了，最后他臭了。
And just like what we read in chapter 11 of Gospel John, that Lazarus, he got sick, he died, he was buried, and he gave bad odor.
以拿撒路作为一个代表呢，是整个的以色列国。
So here we see Lazarus can symbolize the entire nation of Israel.
不管是拿撒路还是耶路撒冷或是圣殿，它不光只是预表着以色列国，其实也预表着整个人类。
And all these symbols not just talking about Lazarus, the nation of Israel, it is also describing the mankind.
那我们读这些的时候，我们觉得说，那到底那路在哪里？盼望在哪里呢
？Where can we find our way out？ Where do we have hope?
最后我们再读一处的圣经，以赛亚书六十章。
Here we will read Isaiah chapter 60,
第十五节
verse 15.
以赛亚书六十章第十五节，你虽然被撇弃，被厌恶，甚至无人经过，我却使你变为永远的荣华和累代的喜乐。
Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations.
感谢主，这是我们的盼望。
Praise the Lord, that is where we can have hope.
这就是为什么我们要来到约翰福音的第十二章，伯大尼的家。
And that led us to the house in Bethany in John chapter 12.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们把所读的话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit all these verses we just read into your hand.
主，求你照着你自己的心意向我们说话。
Please speak us according to your will.
让我们能够知道你眷顾我们的日子。
So that we know the day that you're coming to us.
让我们能够知道关系我们平安的事。
So that we know what will bring us peace.
主啊，就求你真是与你的众儿女们同在。
Your presence be with your children, Lord.
祷告感谢，奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We praise and give you thanks in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
这乌里满的膏的香气呢？我在准备的时候有四个部分啊。第一个部分是讲到从死里复活之处。
So when I read these verses, I think there are four things I want to share. First is this is where the dead was raised.
然后第二就是上面很清楚，就是给耶稣预备宴席。
Second, in the house they prepare a feast for Jesus.
那么第三是讲到同耶稣坐席的人。
And thirdly, those who were having feast with Jesus.
最后我们来看倒出来的香膏。
Last, we'll look at the fragrance that was poured out.
那我在准备的时候，其实主给那个话是非常多、非常丰富的。
God has given me so many inspirations.
那我这一次我极有可能只是分享第一点。
I think today I will only focus on the first part.
就是从死里复活之处。
That is, this is the place where the dead was raised.
我们知道圣殿是一个敬拜神的地方。
Temple is where we worship the Lord.
神的家如果敬拜这个点上被破坏，那就完全被破坏了。
If the enemy has destroyed the worship in the house of God, then he has achieved everything.
所以你就看见在耶路撒冷那个殿，主耶稣要试着把他们这个情况把他们挽回过来。
And Jesus tried to restore what was happening in the temple in Jerusalem.
但是他们不知道眷顾他们的日子，不知道关乎他们平安的事。
But as the Lord said, they don't know what would bring them peace, and they don't know the Lord is visiting them.
所以你就看见整个的敬拜就完全破坏掉了。
And then we can see that there is no true worship in that temple.
但是感谢主，你就看见在伯大尼的家这里的记载，神乃是把我们带进一个新的敬拜。
But praise the Lord, in this house in Bethany, there is this new worship.
那我们就从第一点乃是看从敬拜的根基这个角度上我们来看。
So we want to look at what is the basis of a true worship.
敬拜的根基乃是从主耶稣基督从死里复活之处开始的。
That is based on the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
所以所有的服事都要回到这个点上。
All our ministry must come to that point.
如果我们离开这个点，你就看见说，你就整个的敬拜都破坏掉。
If we ever depart from that one, then the worship will collapse.
这里一开始就给我们看见说，又是逾越节。
And this time it is the time of Passover again.
那么主耶稣他来到伯大尼。
Jesus came to Bethany.
是主他自己来的，主动来的。
This time Jesus came on his own will.
那么约翰给我们描述说，这个地方是什么地方？是叫拿撒路，从死里复活之处。
Here, Apostle John emphasized this is the place where Lazarus was raised from dead.
你就看见第一，你就能够闻到这个伯大尼家中的第一样的香气，就是复活的香气。
So that the first kind of fragrance we can feel in this house is the fragrance of resurrection.
有一个弟兄啊，他有一天他载着他家中的人在路上开车。
A brother used to drive with his family on the road.
那么对面开过来一辆这个 truck。
And a truck came from the opposite direction.
那么这个 truck 的开的司机呢，他是醉酒的。
And the driver was drunk.
结果呢，就他正面就撞上他了。
So they had a head-on collision.
就在那一刻，他失去了他生命中最亲爱的三个女人。
And so, Tristan, in that moment, our brother lost the three loved ones in his life.
他的妈妈，
his、
他的妻子，
wife,
他的女儿，
his daughter.
我们的弟兄实在里面是非常的痛苦，不知道为什么。
And our brother was almost overcome by the sadness.He asked why this happened.
他也不知道怎么去面对这样的事情。
And he didn't know how to deal with this situation.
回到家中的时候，他后来把这些事情，把身后事处理完之后，他还是照常的该干什么就做什么。
And when he got home, he took care of all the things about burial and all as farewell.And then he tried to proceed as like nothing has happened.
那么他还是照常带着孩子们祷告读经。
And he still led the family time for prayer, Bible reading and prayer.
那么有一天晚上，他还有三个男孩，小孩男孩，他们在一起读到使徒行传的第九章。
And A brother, he still had three boys living with him. So one night when they read the Bible, they read Acts chapter 9.
主愿彼得使多加从死里复活。
And here in that chapter, it talks about Apostle Peter brought Dorcas from dead.
然后他的儿子中有一个读到这个时候就对爸爸说，他说爸爸，神不爱我们。
Then one of the boys said, Dad, I don't think God loved us that much.
奶奶死了，妈妈死了，妹妹也死了。
Said, Grandma's gone, Mother's gone, and our sister is gone.
神为什么不使他们活过来呢？
How come that God did not raise them from dead?
他这么一说，其他的两个孩子也跟着起哄。
And with him saying that, the other two boys also, they had the same question.
在那里又哭又闹。
And they burst into tears.
爸爸也不知道怎么应付，怎么，也不知道怎么办。
And the dad was speechless, don't know what to do.
然后费了很大的力气哄他们睡觉了。
And finally, he tried his best to calm them down and take them to bed.
然后这个弟兄就出去往另外一个弟兄家里大大的哭。
And so, in tears, he drove out to meet another brother.
他说为什么？为什么？为什么？
And he was asking this question himself. Why? Why did this happen?
就在他那个最难过的时候，神给他一句话。
At this moment that he's the weakest, God gave our brother his word.
哥林多前书第15章25到26节的话。
And this is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 25-26.
那里讲到基督必要做王，等神把一切的仇敌都放在他的脚下。
And in that verse, God promised that Jesus would be anointed as king and all his enemies will be put at his footstool.
那么26节太重要了。他说末了进末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
And verse 26 has a great promise. It says, The last enemy is to be destroyed is death.
倘若我们的信仰，倘若我们今天相信主的人，面对死亡的时候仍然是绝望的话，那我们最后还是绝望。
If we as believers are hopeless when we face death, then we don't really have any hope.
是啊，因为我们有可能100岁死，有可能60岁死，也有的人可能20岁死，还有的人还在母腹中就死了。
Some can live to 100, but some maybe only 60. Some can live up maybe to only 20. And you know that even babies sometimes die.
但是感谢主，这个弟兄闻到基督复活的香气。
But praise the Lord, at this moment our brother smelled that fragrance of the resurrection.
因为基督乃是已经从死里复活。
Because our Lord has overcome death, He is raised from death.
世界上许多，如果今天我们的信仰只是到死就结束的话，那是非常可怜的。
If what we believe only matters when we live on this earth, what a wretched religion.
你看世界上许多的宗教，他们不是也来了一个教主，然后传了一些的，讲了一些的话，然后行了一些事情，人家把他记录下来，最后他还是死了。
You know, there are all these wise teachers, they have said great things and done some things good, but and so people recorded their teaching.Eventually, they all died.
Yeah. 释迦牟尼死了，他死在最终。穆罕默德死了，也死在最终。
And you know, we know who's called Buddha, he died. And Muhammad, he died.
孔子、孟子死了，也死在最终。
So, and Confucius and 孟子 anyway, a great Chinese teacher, they all died.
耶稣死了。
Jesus died,
但是他却是为我们的罪。
But he died for our sins.
因为他是无罪的，所以死亡不能够拘禁他，他从死里复活。
But he is sinless, so death cannot hold him.
叫一切所有相信他的都不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever put faith in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
感谢主，你就看见说这一位我们的主耶稣基督是如何是一位复活的主。
Now we can see clearly that our Lord is a Lord of resurrection.
有一个小女孩，四岁的小女孩。
Once upon a time, a four years old girl.
她呢从小也是在教会中长大。
She grew up in church.
那么她得了一种病，是生命时日不多了。
She got an incurable disease and don't have much time left.
那么她在面对死亡的时候，那么她心中充满了害怕。
Now she was faced with this death, the threat of death, and she was really scared.
就好像我们刚才诗歌所唱的那有一句话，就是说那个无助无望的幽谷。
Just like that, the song we said, it says there's a valley where you feel dark and hopeless.
他躺在床上跟他爸爸说，爸爸，坟墓是那么黑，我很怕。
And the girl said to her dad, Dad, the tomb is so dark, I am really scared.
你可不可以陪我一起去？
Now can you go there with me together?
但是他的爸爸说，女儿，这事由不得我。我如果还没到时候，我没办法。
And the dad said, My daughter, if it was not my time, that is something that out of my control. I don't think I can definitely go with you.
那个女儿就非常的悲哀，她面就朝向那个墙，就在那边难过。
And daughter was so sad, he turned her face toward the wall, and he was really sad.
过一阵子又问他爸爸说，那你不能陪我去，妈妈能不能陪我去呢？
So, out of the sorrow, the daughter asked, Dad, if you can't go with me, how about mom?
他说妈妈也不能陪你去。
Dad said, no, she cannot either.
那个女孩子就转过来就哭，一直哭。
So now the girl is crying almost non-stop.
但是感谢主，过了一阵子， 这个女孩子脸转过来，脸上虽然还有泪痕，但是却是笑脸。
But praise be to Lord. After a while, the girl stopped crying, and she turned her face around, and this time she was smiling, even still with teardrops in her eyes.
她对她爸爸说：“爸爸，你不愿陪我去，妈妈也不愿陪我去。”
And the girl said, "Oh, I don't, Dad and Mom, you guys don't need to go with me."
因为主耶稣陪我去。
I know that Jesus will go with me.
她看见，她闻到主耶稣那个复活的香气。
So, this girl, at this moment, she also sensed the fragrance of the Lord.
当这个复活的香气闻到的时候，她就能够笑傲死亡。
And this fragrance of resurrection will give us power over death.
这两个见证呢，都是最近我才刚刚听到的，一个弟兄的那个信息，福音信息上听到的，我非常受感动。
And I heard these two testimonies from a brother who was sharing a gospel message recently, and these two stories deeply touched me.
那么感谢主，神的家中，我非常关键的一件事情，那就是什么样子？那个复活的香气是何等的重要。
So we know that it is very important that people can sense the fragrance of the resurrection in the house of God.
世界上所有的人的死都是发出臭气的。
Every dead person in this world gives out bad odor.
只有那谁，只有主耶稣基督的死却发出香气。
But Jesus Christ, through his death, that he gives the fragrance.
那么保罗说，感谢神常在基督里，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，这是在哥林多后书第二章的话。
And we know that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul mentioned the fragrance that was Christians.
第二章14节到15节。
If we read chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, 2 Corinthians.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因认识基督而有的香气，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或在灭亡人的身上，都有基督馨香之气。
Verse 14, But thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphant procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. For we are to God the pleasing aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing.
如果不是主耶稣来到伯大尼，伯大尼就没有任何的意义。
If Jesus did not come to Bethany, then this gathering has no meaning.
因为伯大尼它的意思就是一个困苦之家，苦难之家。
Because in Hebrews, Bethany means the house of misery.
所以我们今天你看整个的人类，你看见说我们活在地上有多少的痛苦。
And we are no stranger to misery in our life.
但是感谢主，是在苦难的地方，约瑟说在苦难的地方神使我昌盛。
But as, just as Joseph said in the Old Testament, where there is misery, God had made him prosper.
所有的东西若是经过死不能出来的话，神是不能用的。
If something just was captured in by death and cannot overcome it, God could not use it.
所以我们感谢主，我们一定要明白这其中的意义啊。那么我们第二再看这个洁净的香气。
And secondly, we will look at another kind of fragrance, the fragrance from cleansing.
神的家中，那我们知道是特别我们神的儿女，对于这个罪恶跟污秽，我们一定要敏感。
So as children of God, we must be sensitive to the sin and those unclean things.
那么第二个这个洁净的香气呢，实在是用长大麻风的西门来说明的。
And here there is one person here to symbolize that, and he is Simon the leper.
我们刚才读这一段没有记载长大麻风的西门，只是说有人在那里为耶稣预备宴席。
And so in John chapter 12, it didn't mention who was preparing this dinner for Jesus.
但是我们读马太的记载跟马可的记载，很清楚的 这里有一个人隐藏在后面的，这个就是长大麻烦的西门。
So, but if you read a Gospel of Mark and Matthew, you know that there, they explain that the one who was hosting this dinner for Jesus is Simon the leper.
我们知道这个洁净哦是何等关键。比方说我们在餐厅炒一盘菜，菜是非常的好，非常的好，美味也漂亮。但是你装的那个盘子，如果有一只苍蝇在里面，那整盘菜就毁掉了。
We know that the cleanness is very important to us. If you go to a restaurant, you know that they season the stuff very well and they make the dish very appealing. But if you find that on a plate, a fly, then it ruins everything.
使苍蝇使做香的膏油发出臭气。
And the Bible says that a dead fly can turn the perfume can give perfume bad odor.
一点点的愚昧也能够败坏智慧跟尊荣。
And just a little bit foolishness can destroy wisdom and glory.
在历代志下第二那里在二十六章那里讲到有一个人叫做乌西亚王。
So, in Second Chronicles chapter 26, we read the story of King Uzziah.
对，乌西亚王呢，我们知道他实在是一个敬畏神的一个王。
King Uzziah, when he first started, he really had reverence of God. He has the fear of God.
他行耶和华眼中看为正的事，那么神也在不管是在军事上、在经济上、在政治上。你看见说他都非常非常的强盛。
And he did things right in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord blessed him, and this nation was blessed economically and military-wise and everything. So everything's going well.
圣经是说他既强盛就心高气傲。
But the Bible said when he became powerful, his pride led him to downfall.
所以呢，他就行事邪僻，淡忘耶和华神。
And he becomes stubborn and he did things unfaithful to the Lord.
当他每天在看这些祭司上耶和华的殿何等的尊荣的时候，他在想我是一个君王，但是我竟没有这样的尊荣。
So he saw that the priests going to the temple every day to burn the incense, and he saw the honor of the priest, and he was thinking that, hey, as a king, why can't I have this honor too?
结果以致他怎么样子就出手干犯神。
And then he did something against the Lord's will. He did unfaithful things.
他也要进耶和华的殿来在坛上烧香。
He decided that he can also go into the holy place and burn the incense on the altar.
圣经说耶和华勇敢的祭司有八十个人出来拦阻他。
And in that story we read that there are 80 priests, the brave ones who went there to confront him.
他告诉他这个执事是亚伦家这些承接圣职祭司所做的。
And they explained him that only the descendants of Aaron who were consecrated can burn the incense on the altar.
那里圣经描述说这个乌西亚王就发怒。
And then the story tells us that King Uzziah was enraged.
你看这个发怒啊，其实呢乃是什么？乃是里面的那个大麻风在那里发表的。
This anger actually is the spiritual leprosy is breaking out.
结果他的头上就立刻就发出那个大麻风出来。
And very quickly on his forehead, the priest saw leprosy.
所以这个骄傲啊，乃是我们这个己的本质。
Pride is a nature that stuck with our old self.
你看这么一个敬畏神、爱神、行耶和华眼中看为正的事的这位君王，他里面也有这样的大麻风。
And this king, we saw that he loved the Lord, he did things right in his eyes, but he still had pride.
那何况我们呢？
And we also have the pride.
但愿这些真是成为我们的境界。
May this story be an admonishment to us.
这个乌西亚王一直套他死的律子，圣经中没有记载他 悔改认罪为这些事情。
But the Bible didn't tell us that King Uzziah repented. He, until his death, he never did that.
所以你看见这个实在是一个很可惜的事情。但是感谢主，这个以赛亚先知当这个乌西亚死的时候，以赛亚确实看见我们的主坐在高高的宝座上。
So this is a sad ending of King Uzziah, but praise the Lord, Prophet Isaiah, he recorded that the year King Uzziah died, in his vision, he saw the Lord God seated on his throne.
这个麻烦总有一天要结束的，死就把它结束掉。
So the leprosy will come to an end someday, that is when the king died.
所以呢，这个约旦河就成为非常宝贵的意义。
And this river Jordan, this Jordan, spiritual Jordan, that has that important meaning.
约旦河代表死亡，但是约旦河也代表复活。
Spiritually, the Jordan River symbolizes death, but it also symbolizes resurrection.
那么另外一个故事就是在列王记下第五章，我们很出名的，我们都知道熟悉的那个乃曼的故事。
So it brings us to the second story, which we're also familiar with, in 2 Kings chapter 5, that is the story of Naaman.
乃曼也是坐在高位上的，是亚兰国的这个元帅。
Naaman is also a person of significance. He is a general in the Aramean army.
但是呢，他也确实得了大麻风。
But he also contracted leprosy.
哦，当他来到先知以利沙门口的时候，他带着这些金银衣服去的。
He brought gift to the footstep of Prophet Elijah. There's gold and silver and fine clothes.
他说我摆出这样的姿势，那么先知一定出来来见我的。
He thought that with all these gifts, the prophet will come out and to greet him.
或者在我身上摇一摇，奉耶和华的名来将我的病得医治。
The prophet would wave his hand over me and pray for the Lord God to heal me.
但是你看我们那里的记载，先知呢只是差遣一个使者，一个右门，对他说一句，说你去约旦河里面去沐浴七回，你的肉就必复原。
But the prophet did not come out. The prophet only sent a servant to give the message to Naaman. Messages.Go to the Jordan and bathe yourself 7 times and you will be restored.
那里的记载说乃曼啊就发怒了。
So, Naaman was angry.
而且要气愤愤的要走了。
He turned around and decided to leave.
他说难道我们亚兰国没有河可以沐浴吗？为什么还要来你这个以色列的水 来沐浴呢？
Naaman said, hey, you know,We have better rivers in Aram. These waters are better. Why did I come to Israel to bathe?
你看这个发怒跟气愤愤啊，你看见没有？那个都是麻风的发表。
And once again, we see that the spiritual leprosy is breaking out.
这位满了骄傲的人，结果呢，感谢主，后来听劝了，听了一个仆人的劝，他说，如果先知叫你做一件大事情，你都要去做。都要去做，何况叫你去约旦河你去沐浴呢？
So here we see again that he is also a man of pride. But thankfully, one of his servants reminded him that if the prophet asked you to do some great things, would you not have done it? He only asked you to take a bath. So you should go do it.
那圣经很那个实在是很有的时候很我读的时候觉得很那个很有意思。那个乃曼呢就真的听了，而且真的去约旦河去洗了。
So thankfully, this time Naaman, he listened, and he decided to go to the Jordan and take the bath.
而且洗七次。
And just like the prophet told him, 7 times.
我在读的时候，我在感觉他每一次洗一次就是打自己的脸一次。
And I felt that every time he dipped into the water of Jordan, he is basically doing that against his own words.
所以今天许多的时候呀，我们在 家庭的关系，在人与人之间的关系上，我们也常常呀，有的时候里面也会发怒哦。
So today that we find that sometimes anger is present in our relationship with our family or other people around us.
那么常常我们当我们发怒出来的时候，哎呀，我们总觉得，但是我们会还是会觉得说，嗯，比方说在夫妻之间，我还是觉得说，哎呀，主啊，来到你面前，我要认罪。但是我还是要跟我的妻子或者我的丈夫也要认罪吧。
So if we were angry with our spouse, so we not only need to pray to God to confess our sin, we also need to ask for forgiveness.
因为那个大麻风发出来，你我是知道的。
We know what happens when that leprosy break out.
你也会感觉那是污秽的。
And you know that it is unclean.
那有的时候我向对方认罪哦，求弟兄或者姐妹主啊，或者来到弟兄姐妹面前求他们你赦免我，我刚才得罪了你。
So I know it is important to practice the confession of the sin and ask for forgiveness.
那有的时候对方呢，他也会说哦，我也不对，我也有错，那彼此互相赦免，那真的很好。
And oftentimes the other person will say yes, I also sinned. I ask for your forgiveness too. That's a beautiful picture.
但是有的时候对方你认罪之后他瞪彼此上眼。他反而这个就站在高高的 就指着你。
And sometimes when you confess that you did wrong, but the other person, he took the opportunity and he became more self-righteous.
那你里面是怎样子的呢？
Now how are we supposed to deal with that?
你我里面是不是那个麻风又在那边发出来呢？
Are we going to go back to let the spiritual leprosy come out?
我向你认罪的，你态度也没有下来。
Well, how dare you? I confess my sins and you become more self-righteous.
所以我们向弟兄、向家人认错的时候，我们期待是什么？
So what do we expect when we confess our sins to our family, to our brothers and sisters?
我们如果期待他也是跟我一样哦，能够谦卑下来，我就高兴。如果他蹬鼻子上眼，那我就不高兴。那我们整个的这个行动就没有任何意义了。
If the person also, we expect the person also respond with humility and ask for mutual acceptance, then our act is incomplete.
所以你看，每一次许多有的时候去认罪的时候，就是好像有的时候打脸也要打脸，打就打的。
And so.You must remember, when you confess your sins, maybe you feel humiliated. Let it be.
我常常想到主耶稣他挂在十字架上为我们的罪，他是怎样的被人羞辱。
Just think about how our Lord was humiliated when he was nailed on the cross.
他还顾他自己的面子吗？他还顾他自己的自尊吗？
Did Lord do anything to save his own face?
他被鞭打，赤裸裸的挂在十字架上。
He was flagged and he was nailed on the cross, stripped.
所以当我们想到这些的时候，那感谢主，我们当想到主的时候，只有主他为我们承担了这一切。
So please remember that picture.When you're faced with that tough choice, you know that the Lord has taken the burden.
是他医治了我。
He is the one who healed us.
是他洁净了我。
He cleansed us.
今天你在这个特别在过去在 COVID 的时候，我们都觉得说，哎呀，打些疫苗啊，这些是很好的，能够帮助我。然后各方面的那个治疗啊，那我们都采取，这些都是很好。
So, as the pandemic's not over yet, we know that the COVID shot and all being precautious, that all help us.
但是最关键的是你得着他的就是得着生命，并且得着那医百体的良药。
But most importantly, if you have the Lord in you, that is the most precious thing you can ever have. He is the ultimate cure of every disease.
所以感谢主，是因这个回到这个乃曼。乃曼这个时候打脸之后，七次打脸哦，然后当他起来之后，感谢主，那个约旦河的意义就表明出来了。
So, let's come back and look at Naaman. Yes, he humiliated himself seven times dipping into the river of Jordan. But when he come out after the seven times, we see the result.
你就看见说约旦河总是把人带到把我们带到死亡，但是另一面他又能把我们带到复活。乃曼当他起来的时候，他身上的大麻风不见，甚至他整个的肉就复原，像年轻的小男孩小孩子一样。
Yes, the river Jordan is the place we taste death, but it also is the place where we can taste resurrection. So when Naaman bathed himself seven times, now his flesh was restored. The Bible says it was restored like the flesh of a young boy.
一个外邦人蒙了恩典。
So even Naaman was not of nation of Israel, he was blessed.
一个以色列的王只因一点点的愚昧就败坏了智慧和尊荣。
But the king of Israel, because of his foolishness, he lost his honor.
所以这要成为我们警戒。
And this needs to serve us as a lesson.
那么感谢主，这个长大麻风的西门，今天他在为耶稣预备宴席。
So here we saw that Simon the leper, he prepared this feast for Jesus.
当然也包括许许多多的弟兄姐妹们。
Of course, there are other brothers and sisters there.
你就看见在这个家中有服侍。
So in this house, we see this is a place of serving.
那第十二章这里也告诉我们，还有一个人就是马大的服侍。
So there's a third person here we put attention.
在马大的服侍，马大的服侍的里面，在这里就记载他是安安静静的在那边侍奉神。
So here says Martha quietly serving with others.
你再也看不见是那个着急的马大。
This is not a Martha who got upset.
你看见在这里是满了那个服侍劳苦服侍的那个香气。
Here we see that the fragrance of serving, Lord.
我刚来到这个我们这个教会的时候，我来的时候，哎，这个教会是一个小小的聚会。
When I first came to this church, I noticed that this our congregation, we don't have a lot of people here.
但是呢，有一件事情让我吸引的，就是这个地方有香气。
But I come here, I can sense that spiritual fragrance.
这里有复活的香气，有洁净的香气，而且这里也有服事的香气。
So I can sense the fragrance of resurrection, the fragrance of cleansing, but also the fragrance of serving.
这种的香气是蛮有影响力的那个香气。
And this fragrance can have impact on people.
所以呢，当我来的时候，看见弟兄姐妹，他们愿意爱主，愿意为主摆上，愿意这样劳苦的来服侍的时候，那个香气就吸引了我。
Here I see brothers and sisters love the Lord and put on themselves into the hand of the Lord. And when they serve, that fragrance, it influenced me.
我看弟兄姐妹们，你们都在，许许多多的弟兄姐妹们都是在这个神的家中劳苦的摆上。
I see that many of you brothers and sisters, you gave your time and you give your effort to serve.
虽然在这个家中有的时候很紧张。
Sometimes there's tension here.
呀，那个就好像马大跟玛利亚也发生了紧张。
Just like Martha and Mary, they sometimes quarrel with each other.
但是感谢主，主在服侍着我们。
But the Lord is serving us here.
我们以为我们在服侍主。
We often think that we are serving the Lord here.
主的话马大听进去了。
But the Lord give Martha some important words and Martha listened.
出于主的话，那都是上好的福分。
Every word that from the mouth of the Lord, that is the greatest blessing.
所以你就看见，感谢主，主耶稣在这一个不管是拿撒路，还是长大麻烦的西门，还是这个马大，你都看见，其实不是他们能够做什么，而是主在他们身上到底做了什么。
So through Lazarus, through Simon the leper, through Martha, we can see it is not that they can do something for the Lord, but the Lord is doing things in their life.
所以我们看见神的家中这一切的香气的时候，其实乃是主耶稣基督他自己的香气在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上来发出的。
So when we can sense all these fragrance, spiritual fragrance, it is actually the fragrance of Christ, appearing on our on brothers and sisters.
这些的人都有一个共同的点，那就是经过死而复活。
And that is one, there's one thing in common. They all have gone through this death into life. This
所以 他们的敬拜是一种活的。
So their worship is a true living worship.
他们的敬拜是一种在一种动态的里面。
This is a fully dynamic one.
所以你看见说在这里在伯大尼的家中他都是行动的。
So we see a lot of actions mentioned here in the house of Bethany.
在过去几个月的里面讲到神家实际的时候圣殿里面那都是那些的神家那个实际的那个原则。
And so we have shared the principles when we look at the reality of the house of God.
但是在这个伯大尼这个家中都是那些所有的原则他们把它付诸把它实行出来。
So again, here in this house in Bethany, all these important principles, they have been carried out.
所以我们为着这些我们感谢我们的主。
So for this, we praise and give thanks to our God.
这个由死亡得生命。
Through death into life,
由苦难得荣耀
and through suffering into glory,
这个困苦的家成为复活之处
the house of misery turned into a place of resurrection.
我们把敬拜归给神
We worship our God.
我想我的时间呀已经到了
And we'll stop here.
但愿主真是恩待我们，我们一起祷告
May the Lord have His grace on us. Let's pray.
主我们来到你面前我们把敬拜归给你
Lord we come before you and we worship you
主啊这些的话真是仰望交在你的手中
We commit all these words into your hand
主啊我们让我们真是能够在你的家中能够享受那一个复活的香气
In your house help us that we can enjoy this fragrance of resurrection
我们能够交通于主的复活
So we can participateIn the resurrection of our Lord.
我们也能够交通于主的苦难。
So we can fellowship in the suffering of the Lord.
主啊，谢谢你，你亲自来接近我们。
Thank you, Lord, that you came to cleanse us.
使你的家中满了基督的香气。
So that in your house it is filled with your fragrance.
主啊，聚会会结束，你的话不会结束。
So our gathering may come to an end, but your word will continue to work in us.
把敬拜归给你，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We give you our worship, praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.